Each day, before you begin and as you go through the day, there are 5 questions that you need to ask and answer over and over again. The first of these questions is, why am I on the payroll? What exactly have you been hired to accomplish? If you were being questioned by your boss and your boss were to ask you, why do we pay you money around here? What would be your answer? The fact is that you have been hired to achieve specific results that have economic value to your organization. And of all your results, 20% of what you do contributes 80% of your value. You must be crystal clear about exactly why you are on the payroll and then focus your time and attention all day long on doing exactly those tasks that make the greatest difference to your business or organization. The second question that you should ask yourself all day long is, what are my highest value activities? These are the activities that represent the highest and best use of your talents, skills, experience, and abilities as they relate to your company, career, and organization. What are they? If you're not absolutely sure of the answers, go and ask your boss what he or she thinks your highest value activities might be. Whatever the answer, dedicate yourself to working on these specific tasks all day long. The third question you should ask all day long is, what are my key result areas? As we mentioned earlier, your key result areas are those tasks that absolutely, positively must be completed in an excellent fashion if you are to achieve the ultimate results of your job. They largely determine your success or failure at work. You should clearly identify each of these tasks and then focus on not only performing at your best in each one of them, but also at becoming better in each key result area each day. Remember, your weakest key skill sets the height at which you can use all your other skills. Don't allow yourself to be held back because of a weakness in one area, especially when you can learn anything you need to learn to excel in that particular area. The fourth question you should ask yourself throughout the day is this: what can I and only I do that, if done well, will make a real difference to my company? This is one of the best questions of all for keeping yourself focused and on track. What is it that you and only you can do that can make the greatest difference in your career? Again, if you're not sure of the answer, go and ask your boss. Sometimes he or she will have not thought this through before you bring him or her the question. Sometimes he or she will not have thought about it at all. But once both of you are in agreement on the one or two things that you can do that will make more of a difference than anything else, you should focus all of your energies on performing those particular tasks quickly and well. This will do more to help you in your career than any other single decision you can make. The fifth question, and perhaps the best question in all of time management, is this: what is the most valuable use of my time right now? All techniques and methods of goal setting, personal planning, and time management are aimed at helping you to accurately answer this question every minute of every day. What is the most valuable use of your time right now? When you discipline yourself to ask and answer this question repeatedly, and you are sure that whatever you're doing is the answer to this question, you will start to accomplish 2 and 3 times as much as the people around you. You will become more and more productive. You will plow through more work of higher value and accomplish greater results than anyone around you. Discipline yourself to keep working on the most valuable use of your time, whatever it may be at the moment, and your success is guaranteed. In the final analysis, the key to high productivity and performance is this: dedicate yourself to getting better and better at the few things that you do that account for most of your results. Simultaneously, learn to delegate, outsource, and eliminate all those tasks and activities that contribute very little to your results and rewards. As Goethe said, the things that matter most must never be at the mercy of the things that matter least. Perhaps the best single word in time management is the word no. Just say no to any demand on your time that is not the most valuable use of your time at the moment. The good news is that time management is a skill and a discipline that you can learn with practice. One rule for success is this: develop good habits and make them your masters. You can become excellent at time management with daily practice. Make a list of your tasks every day before you begin. Organize your list by priority, separating the urgent from the important and using the 80-20 rule or the ABCDE method. Choose your most important task and begin working immediately on that task. Discipline yourself to concentrate single-mindedly on that one task or activity until it is 100% complete. Each time you complete an important task, you'll experience a burst of elation, enthusiasm, and heightened self-esteem. You'll feel energized and stronger. You'll feel happier and more in control of your life. You will feel on top of your work. You will feel even more motivated to start in on and complete your next major task. Whenever you find yourself slowing down or experiencing the urge to procrastinate or delay, repeat to yourself, "Do it now. Do it now. Do it now." Develop a sense of urgency. Create a bias for action. Get started, get going, and work fast. Discipline yourself to select your most important task and then launch into it immediately and stay with it until it's done. These time management practices are the keys to peak performance in every part of your life. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, make a list of everything you would like to be, do, or have in the months and years ahead. Analyze your list and select those items that can have the greatest possible consequences on your life. Second, make a list of everything you have to do for the coming day. Let your subconscious mind work on your list while you sleep. And third, begin immediately on your most important task and then discipline yourself to concentrate single-mindedly on this one task until it is 100% complete.